one must be, I'm pleased with you all. Life in purity will not allow. Kingdom of God is so that no impure person can enter. Just like in your country, you belong to creator. There are, in every country, and so many, especially in your country, there are so many immediate to check. There are contamination. Even they do not allow plans to be carried. Is it not?
Yes.
From one post to another. Why? Checking the contamination. Even this material world, that six checkings are there, don't you think that one who wants to enter the kingdom of God, there is no checking? Anyone will be able to enter? The common sense happens. So, kingdom of God means purity. See, if there is slight impurity, it is not allowed. Keep aside. And it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Jivam antagatam papam. Jivam. Persons who have completely been free from the contamination of sinful activities. Jivam antagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmana. Simply engaged in pious activities. They can become a divorce. Te dandavahane mukta bhajanti maang virabhata. These are clear statements. And the pillars of sinful activities, that is also mentioned in the Bhagavad. Sriyasthana pāna dhūta jatra pāpa chaturvidha. Four kinds of sinful activities. There is sex and intoxication and unnecessary killing of animals and gambling. This, all the slaughterhouses of the world are being maintained unnecessary. That is recruiting, simply seeing the eating scene, and therefore the world is in trouble. Simply found, there is no necessity of killing animals. But here in India, they are killing 10,000 cows a day. What is the question? The people are so much addicted to sinful activities. How they can hear this? They are condemned. Only this moment, Krishna consciousness, if they take to this one, they can be saved. Otherwise, there is no saving. They must cycle down the 8,400,000 cities of life. Sometimes very happy, sometimes very sorry. Sometimes the Brahma, sometimes the germ in the stool. This is a changing body. One of them, just like we change our dress. This is gone. So long, one is not completely free from the sinful activity. Unless he enters into the kingdom of God, this cycle of birth and death will go. Only in the spiritual sky there is no birth, death, old age and disease. And as soon as you are out of the spiritual sky, these four things will be. You may live for thousands of years. That doesn't matter. We have to die. That is the law of medicine. You may have very good medicines, drugs, as you have got in your country, but still you have to suffer from diseases. You may have thousands of methods for contraceptives, but the population will increase. And as soon as there is death, and as soon as he is body, the janma must be jarabhari. Bhagavad Gita, everything is clearly said that any intelligent person is put forward before him that we have solved all our miserable conditions of life, but not these four things too. That is not all. Janma Mishu Jalabdha. The suffering of birth, the suffering of death, the suffering of old age, and the suffering of disease. That cannot be solved. That can only be solved if you become Krishna conscious and go back to home, back to God. Yes, otherwise, it is not so. You may be very great yogi, you may be very great meditator, all these things are very nice. They can elevate you from higher standard of life, just as your country, USA, they have got higher standard of life than India, in one sense. But we can have thousand more higher standard of life in a higher planet. Thousand times. As there is comparison between India and USA or any country, similarly, in planetary system also there is comparison. This planet is so much full of material treasure. Another planet so much. But in no planet there is the guarantee that there is no death. And that is not. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Abhamma bhuvana loka punaravastinasi. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, where 1 12-hour means thousands of four jewels, still there is death. So you cannot avoid this. The one who is serious, so you can avoid it. What is this name of this magazine? What's that? Asia magazine, is published from London? Hong Kong. Oh, New Vilna. Very nice. So you have published very nice fiction. So it is you can take it. 2 hours. You see? This is one picture and this is one picture. I mean, time like that. Hell and heaven. One has to select. In the spiritual world, there is only one person. That for spiritual world is called absolute. There is no disagreement. The center is Krishna or God. Everyone is engaged in service, in love, not paid servant. Paid servant will always be ready. In proportion to the money he receives. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is no question of paid servant. Everyone is free. Everyone has got sufficient. Because, as I told you yesterday, that they are all liberated. They have got equal opulence like God. But still, they serve. That is the peculiarity. Here, one serves in need. And there, they serve without need. There is no need of service. Everything is there complete. Chintamani Pratarasadmasu Kalpavrikha. We say that there are Kalpavrikha, Vigatri. Vigatri means a tree from which you can get anything you desire. Then why there should be service? Here service is four. If you don't render service, then you will starve. This nature is called avidya karma sangha anya titiya sattva rishat. Karma sangha. Here one may be king, but still he has to work. And what to speak of the poor man? Everyone has to work. This is called avidya karma sangha. But in the spiritual world, there is no question of work. There are two classes of men in this material world, not in the spiritual world. The spiritual world is one. They are all cognizant that we are eternally servants of God. Nitya nityanam, sritana sritananam. There are two and number living entities. They are all being provided with one Chaitanya, the Supreme Chaitanya. So these two classes of men are known. One is known as demigod or servant of God. And another is called the servant of Maya. Both of them are servants. Nobody is master. That is not possible. Only one master is God or Krishna. That is stated in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. People are Ishar Krishna. Only Ishar, the consoler, the master, is Krishna. Arsa Bhikta. Any other, either demigods or ordinary. They are all servants. Jare jaiche nakaye se taiche kare nitya. Now under the direction of the Supreme Law, everyone is dancing or working. In the common world we say that you are dancing dog. Because under the direction of the master says, please dance, the dog will dance. The master, because the dog knows that he is my master, if I don't dance, then I will starve. So, actually that is the position. Nobody is master here. But when he falsely claims that I am master, that is master. Everyone is serving. But under the impression that he is master. The head of the family, he is thinking that I am the master, but he is actually serving each and every member of the family. The state executive officer, you may call a king or a president, he is thinking that I am king, I am president, but actually he is serving. That is his position. Unless he starts properly, immediately, he will be dethroned. Or next time he will not be elected. So that is our position. We are all serving. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsa Bhrita. This is a fact. Only master is Krishna. And everyone is servant. Who can challenge this statement? Is there anyone within this hall that I don't serve anyone? Is there anyone? And somebody is claiming that I am God. You see? This is called illusion, Maya. This claim is made by the initial living entity. Here, this material world means everyone is trying to become the master. And there is competition between one master clan, because nobody is master. That competition that I shall become master, that is illusion. So, in this illusory fighting and competition, when one fails, that I could not become the master. For example, in our country, we respected Mahatma Gandhi as the father of the nation or the master of the nation. But actually, he was a servant. As soon as there was little discrepancy, immediately he was put to death. Immediately. Similarly, in US also, President Kennedy, he was a very popular president. But as soon as there was little discrepancy, he was also killed. So this position we must know, that nobody is master here. Everyone is servant. But his real position is to become the servant of God. That he is. But because just like a criminal, he thinks that I don't care for any law. But he is forced to obey the laws in the prison house. Outside or inside, he has to obey the laws of the government, but under illusion he thinks that I don't care for the laws. Similarly, those who are rascals, they think that there is no God, I am God, I don't care for anyone. That is it. That is another class, demonic class. And those who obey the laws of God, they are called demigods. Do bhutasargo loke deva asura evas. There are two classes of men in this world. One is called deva and the other is called asura. Asura means evil against God. Don't care for God. I am God. You are God. Everyone is God. Why you are searching after God? There are so many gods in the street, lying on the footpath, Daridra Nara. You search these gods. You see? And this is illusion. Daridra Nara and searching God. So many subscriptions raised in America in the name of serving these Daridra Nara. In India. Now, these Americans are questioning that you take money for serving the Daridra Narayan. Why we see when you go to India, why you see so many Daridra Narayans are lying on the footpath? These questions are being made. One of the big Ramakrishna Mission Swami Nityananda, he told me. It is not my manufactured story. Actually, people are craving welfare, society, welfare, activities. But what welfare they are doing actually? The welfare activities are increasing and the candidates for receiving the welfare, they are increasing. We are trying to serve the Daridra Narayan. But actually, the number of Daridra Narayans are increasing daily. So, that is the position. Yes, practically, Narayan cannot be Daridra. That is another illusion. Narayan is the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. How he can be very good? It is also a manufactured one. Lakshmi sahasta sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajam. Here we see one Lakshmi, but as soon as there is any little discrepancy, the Lakshmi immediately becomes angry and there is divorce. Practically there is no respect from the side of Lakshmi to the so-called Daridrana. But there, thousands and thousands of Lakshmis are very respectfully serving the Lord. You will read the story, the Rukmini, the prime Lakshmi of Lord Krishna. One day Krishna was a little joking, and she took it very seriously, and she immediately sent it. So much respect. Oh, Krishna might be thinking of leaving me. So she sent it immediately. So much sambham. Lakshmi sahasra sata sambhama sevama. These are the statements of Krishna. And when that Krishna was actually present on this planet, he showed it how much he respectfully served by his 16,000 wives and how much comfortably he kept all of them in different palaces and expanding himself into 16,000 forms. That is God. That is God. So, everyone, even the Lakshmi, is servant. Like servant of Krishna. What to speak of others? So how one can claim that I am God? God is not so cheap. Only persons who are illusions, they claim that I am God. His servant. His servant, instead of becoming voluntarily rendering service to God, because they claim to be God, they are more put into illusion. Maya Krasta Jiveri Sai Dasa Upaya. It is said in the Vaishnava literature, Pishati Paile Jano Motishtarna Hoy, Maya Krasta Jiveri Sai Dasa Upaya. Just like a person when he is haunted by ghosts, he speaks all kinds of nonsense. Similarly, when a living entity is engrossed by the illusory aspect of this material nature, he also talks all foolish things. One of the greatest foolish things is that he claims that I am God. So God is not sick. Therefore, there are two classes of men. Asur and Devata. We have heard that there is always a fight between Asuras and Devatas. Because Asuras are always against God, and Devatas, they are servants of God. That is the difference. Even at home, there was Asura and Devata. The father was an Asura, and the son was a Devata. Prahlad Maharaj. And the father became enemy of the son. Naturally, father is always affectionate. But because he was an Asura, he became against his beloved son. That is the nature of the Asura. Even Asuras, just like tigers, also has got affection for the son. So, this Hiranyakashipu was affectionate because Prahlad Maharaj was a very nice boy, 5 years old, very good looking. Natural affection, he was younger. One day, he asked his son, "My dear boy, what you have done, the best thing? Tell me." Just as father asked something. So he described that one should sacrifice everything for realizing God. So sadhu manne srubhadra dhijna asad griha forget that place. The Prahlad Maharaj said that is the best way of life in the human form of life, to utilize this opportunity for realizing God. That was his verse. And his father became very angry. And from that day, the father talked, instructed the teacher, said, "How is that you are teaching all this nonsense to my boy?" They replied, "Sir, we do not teach. This boy is naturally God inclined. What can I do?" As soon as he gets opportunity, he begins to preach God's consciousness in the class. And the teacher is answered. Immediately, Prahlad Maharaj stands up on the bench and he addresses his friend, "My dear boy, this is the guy for realizing God. You don't forget this in which way he was lecturing. These are in the Bhagavad." So, the demigod means God realized persons or servants of God. They have dedicated their life for the service of the Lord, whereas the asuras, they are all against such things. So, here also the same thing is happening. Duyam vai dharmarajasta jadi nidvesakari. The Vishnu Dutas challenge the Yama Dutas that if you are actually as the servants of your master, Dharmaraj. Dharmaraj is Dharmaraj, another name is Dharmaraj. He is also a representative of God. Just like magistrate, he has to deal with the criminal cases. But magistrate is not that. Magistrate is the principle of the government. Similarly, Dharmaraj, although punishes all criminals, all sinful persons, but he is a pure servant of God. Therefore his name is Dharmaraj. He is executing the order of the master. So, therefore, the Vishnudu challenge the Jamadu that if you are actually serving your master, Dharmaraj, just like a police constable is supposed to know the law, whom to arrest. If you arrest anyone and everyone, then he's a fool. He cannot arrest anyone and everyone. He cannot arrest the law-abiding man. Similarly, the Jamadutas, they also cannot take away to the court of the Jamaraj, everyone and anyone. No. Only the non-devotees are taken. Those who are devotees, they are not taken. That is, you will find in the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavad. Jamaraj is specially instructed that those who are Vaishnavas, you should not go there. You should offer your respect to them. Somebody asked me in the Swamiji, why this tulsi leaf in your neck or your devotee's neck? So I replied, just like a pet dog has got a collar. Similarly, we are pet dogs of God. We have got this collar. And Jamaraj will understand that he is God's dog. He should not be shot down. So actually that is the position. Anyone, there is a verse. There is a verse that don't go to the Vaishnavas. The Jamadutas are especially instructed. But this Ajami was known, a sinful person, everyone knew. But he had become, freed from all sinful contamination. Because at the time of death, he uttered the word Narayana without any offense. The Jamadutta, they could not understand that he is no more under the laws of criminal punishment. He is free from all contamination. That is the position. Krishna, one who utters the name Krishna, he immediately becomes free from all sinful activities. Immediately. That is the power of Krishna's name. But the difficulty is that after being freed, we again commit mistakes in sinful activity. Krishna's name has got the power. As soon as you utter the name Hare Krishna, immediately you become free from all contamination. Therefore, if one thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, so even if I commit sinful activities, that will be counteracted by my chanting, and that is another greatest offense that we have discussed many times, that on the strength of holy name of God, if one commits sinful activities, he is the greatest offender. Just like sometimes you find in Christian churches, they go on Sunday and they confess and they are supposed to be excused from the sinful reaction. But again after coming back from the church, again comes the same thing, at least expectation. The next week when I shall go to the church, I shall confess and it will be counted. This kind of understanding is pride. This kind of understanding, one, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Jagai Mata. They are very sinful. What is their sin? They are illicit sex, woman hunters, drunkards, meat eaters. That is sinful activities according to Vedic scripture. So, they become demons and gunda, the disturbing element. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them on one condition. What is that condition? When they fell down on the lotus feet of Chaitanya and Nityananda, sir, we are so much sinful, kindly deliver us. There is a long history, incident, I will tell you someday. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made one condition, that I can accept you only on your promise that you shall no more commit sinful activity. What you have done, that's all right, I will excuse. But if you commit again, that will be greatest offense. So they said, Arnare Bab, Arnare, no more sin. This is the end of our sinful activities. No more we shall do it. So our Krishna consciousness movement, following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, we are also following the same principles under the authority of Lord Chaitanya. When we accept somebody in our society as initiated member, we put forward this obligation, restriction. The no more illicit sex life, no more gambling, no more intoxication, and no more animal food. That is necessary. If you accept spiritual life, at the same time go on committing sinful activities, then you will never be able to progress. That is not possible. Because in the Bhagavad Gita it is clearly said by Krishna, Jesham antagatam papam jananam punyakarma. Person who are completely freed from all contamination of sinful activities and simply engaged in pious activities, they only are admitted in devotional life. So, if you are actually serious about entering into the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, then we should be very much careful about these four principles of restriction. No illicit. You cannot have any sex life without being married. That is simple. You cannot indulge in intoxication. You cannot eat anything which is beyond the jurisdiction of your food. For you, for a human being, the food is, given the quota that you can eat grains, you can eat fruit, you can eat flowers, vegetables, you can eat milk. That is sattvika. Foods are prepared from vegetables, fruits, grains, sugar and milk powder. That's all. That is sattvic. That is allotted for the human being. You cannot imitate the cats and dogs because they are eating meat. I am eating meat also is my food. They put forward, everything is food. So why don't you eat stool? That is also food for the hog. So we must have discrimination. Then what sort of food we shall take? Not that like hog, anything will be accepted. That is humanity. In this way, actually, if we want to enter into spiritual life, then these four principles of restriction must be observed. We have to undergo the austerities, tapa, the yam. That austerity is meant for transcendental realization, the yam. Then when we are purified our existence, then we are admitted in the kingdom of God. Without that, it is not possible. So therefore, those who are trying to purify themselves and following the rules and regulations, they are devata. Or demigods. And those who do not believe in God and act according to him, such persons are called asuras. Oh. And the Bhagavad Gita will find, Namana Vishkitana Murha Prapadante Naradhama. It is clearly stated, Maya Aparita Jnana Asuri Bhavama Sita. This very word is very important. Asuri Bhavama Sita. Because they have taken to the shelter of asuri bhav, atheistic philosophy. In spite of advancement of education, they are naradhama, lowest of the mankind. These words are exactly there. Naradhama. You cannot say, how you can say this that man, asura, is so much educated, highly qualified, university degree. The answer is there, Maya Aparita Jnana. Yes, it appears that he is very learned, but his actual knowledge is taken by the Maya. On account of his being atheistic. And such atheistic person, bewildered by Maya as being lowest of the mankind, they cannot surrender unto God. Namaham duskitinam mulha prapadanti narasa. So, these things may not be very palatable, but these things are there in the scriptures. We have to preach the scriptural injunction. Therefore we say Bhagavad Gita as it is. We cannot play hide and seek with the problem of life. You must know your real position. And you must therefore, here it is asked that vṛta dharma dharmasya prasatyam. So, dharma and adharma, there are two kinds of activities. Dharma. Dharma means one who is acting according to the order of God. That is dharma. And one who is not acting according to the other, that is all. Therefore the challenge was there. If you are actually representative of Dharmaraj, you must know what is dharma and what is adharma. So you explain. That means they are also not aware and what was the actual position of Arjuna. They did not know that although throughout his whole life he was sinful, but because at the time of his death he simply remembered Narayan. But that is also difficult. We may not think that let me now go on committing all sinful activities. At the time of death I shall remember Narayan or Krishna. That is not possible. It is only possible for persons who had some intimate relationship with Narayan. This Ajami had very intimate relationship with Narayan. When he was born, when he was being trained up by his father, he was very faithful to Narayan, to his father, up to 20 years. He sat very nicely, Narayan. Therefore, he had the aspect of remembering Narayana at the time of death. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, kalpamapi yasya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. If even slight of this Narayana dharma is practiced, it can save you from the greatest danger. So, why not get to this Narayana consciousness or Krishna consciousness always 24 hours, then there is no question of danger. Narayana parasattvena kutasyala buddhati. One who has become Narayana parasattva, he is not afraid of anything. Na kutasyala buddhati. Why he should be afraid? He knows there is Narayana, there is Krishna, how should I be afraid? So, the past is, yes.
You said that Arjuna, because he chanted Narayana of senselessness, so he went to Vaikuntha. And then he said, if we're chanting, we chant Hare Krishna, all our sinful activities are washed away. Mm-hmm. Is that so even if we chant offensively?
Offenseless means when you chant with this idea that now I am chanting, all my sinful activities are gone. So, again I can come in sinful activities and I shall chant Narayan. That is all. That is all. Knowingly, you are committing sinful activities. You know this is sinful activity, but you are thinking on the strength of chanting, that even if I commit this offense, sinful activity, It is the counter that says, when you are chanting, that is all. That offense was not there in the case of Ajahn. He was a young man, he was being trained up by his father in the Narayan philosophy, Narayan life, but due to bad association, he became a victim to all kinds of sinful activities, and that was not offense. You can fall down by, unworthy association. But if you are offenseless, then you will be saved. But if you purposely say that because I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it can counteract my sinful activities, that is the greatest offense. Knowing. Ajahn did not know. He was a boy. He fell a victim to bad association. But he was rather offender. He did not do it purposefully. That's what he was saying. Yes.
Jamdut is very intelligent.
If you keep it falsely, they can catch you. They are not foolish persons. They can cheat him. No, it is not foolish. You must be actually Vaishnava. Then you are extreme. Otherwise not. You cannot cheat. So they are being trained up to become actually Vaishnava. Not a pseudo Vaishnava. Simply for earning livelihood. No. That is not our proposition. And those are earning livelihood by presenting themselves as false by some. Their condition is more condemned. My Guru Maharaj used to say that instead of earning your livelihood by presenting yourself as a Vaishnava, better you become a sweeper in the street and earn your livelihood. Don't cheat. That was the honor of my Guru. It is better to become a sweeper in the street than to become a false Vaishnava. That is real philosophy.
He said that the greatest offense is to chant, thinking that my sins will be washed away, and to this sin, one sin. So what is the result that person gets if he dies? He dies a sinful because he does not want to go back to Godhead. He wants to make some profit.
So he is very sinful and he has to be punished for that reason. In spite of his false, the tilak and false mala, he will be punished. Yes.
Even if the person is completely engrossed in material activities, it's somehow related to the other name of Krishna. But she said, my mother attained Krishna's kingdom, although she is completely absorbed in material activities.
That was due to her death. You reminded your mother at the time of her death, Krishna, you are a good boy of your mother, and she got the opportunity, remembering Krishna, and got all the profit due to you, due to having a good son like you. Yes, his mother, you do not wish to discuss, but we are not at all, just like European ladies there. So, he was visiting his mother and
aspiring heart, mother, you chant Hare Krishna, whatever you have learned from me. She got some idea of Krishna. Later on, developed little affection for Krishna. At the time of death, by seeing him, she simply inquired from him, is your Krishna here? And that means. So, she was fortunate to have a good son like him, who reminded by his presence Krishna, and he became liberated. Therefore, these things are required. Vaishnava, symptoms. People immediately remember Krishna by this tilak, by this deed, by that teacher. Immediately they will know, here are the group of Krishna consciousness. Yes?
Who can be told as a
tool? That you have to learn. Not in a minute, that you have to be trained up. Just see how they are being trained. You cannot ask who has passed anyway. You have to become anyway, then you can. Not that simply asking for a minute you can understand. It is a long course of training. You have to admit yourself in the Vaishnava school and become trained up. Then you'll understand very good. Yes?
When you were trying to stand properly, that you said that the first of John was the one who was stuck.
Because he remembers his father, Krishna, by calling for his son, he remembers Krishna. That is it. Momentary by Vishnu, Chakrabarti, 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 Chakrabar
Krishna, they are saved. It is not a soul, but the offense is chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, please, all is keep us safe and sound from the attack of man. And there is no expedition, there is no loss. Why people should not test? Why this obstinacy? I ask. They are thinking that I have become civilized, I have become educated, therefore I cannot do this. Are they not educated? Are they not civilized? Why Indian boys are refusing? That is my question. They are losing the opportunity of taking bath in India. There's so much fortunate to take their bath in India. And they are refusing this culture. That is the effect of this modern education. Upon all belay the aid, bhikkha mange paise. You know what? What is the position of India? Nobody cares for India. Wherever I go, they say, oh, India. That's poverty stricken country. That is your goodness. Because you are actually going, your minister said, why, give me grain, give me money, give me weapons, so I can be saved from the slapping of China. Begging business. India's position is not very glorious outside India. You may be puffed up that you have become independent. But everyone is anxious to have your spiritual culture. Everyone, they know Even a China man has written one book that is recommended in New York University. He says that if you want to know about spiritual culture in India, then you must go to India. So you are all young boys, you should be very responsible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said specifically, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaya. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsh, Janma Sakshakari Karo Parobhaka, just make your life successful and do welfare activities for others. So you must realize, because in India, we have got this Krishna science or spiritual culture so nicely, led by so many sages, so many saintly persons. You do not make your life successful by following their path. Now, can you do for yourself or for others? It cannot be glorious simply by imitating them. When you have established some technological institution, you will find in Western countries there are 100 years ahead than you. In that way, you cannot make competition. You should realize your own assets and distribute to the world that is making glorious.